Portsmouth Amateur Radio Club saw that there was a need. I'm also a member of the Portsmouth Radio Club, and we had been discussing two meter radio systems that had been donated to the American Red Cross several years ago, and we had those mounted in our disaster action team vehicles. Now, as the Scioto County Red Cross is a misnomer, the Ohio River Valley chapter of the American Red Cross covers Pike County and Jackson County as well. So we have a fairly large territory to cover. So as we kind of look at how we manage a disaster and how we work with our community, we said, hey, we need to get out there and be able to reach more areas, not just talk from vehicle to vehicle, but maybe talk to some of these areas that might be cut off during a disaster.
What will the new equipment allow you to do now that you couldn't do before?
Well, we went from having a mobile radio station now to having a base station, which increased power. It's going to allow us to reach out and have command and control here from our disaster operations center and reach out to maybe people that are in their homes and even reach out and speak to some of our portable units out in the community.
What equipment did the club help to buy?
The members of the Portsmouth Radio Club pulled their money together and they purchased an amplifier and a power supply, and they've even purchased a J-pole antenna that they've offered to come in and mount here at the Red Cross office and tune and do all those radio wizardry that they do so well. Those are all services that they've donated and provided to us.
And they raised the money through donations in the club?
Literally, at one of the meetings, they opened up their wallet, put money on the table, and said, will this buy what you need?
Will the Red Cross be on a special channel in the event of a disaster? How will people know where to tune in for information?
The American Red Cross, we communicate and we coordinate with our emergency management agencies. We also have a great relationship with our broadcast radio, such as WNKU and other local radio stations. So I would always tell you to listen to your FM radio, your AM radio, for up-to-date information. We use amateur radio, though, for things such as damage assessments and our command and control functions.
And as you said, you work hand-in-hand with the government, but neither the Radio Club or the Red Cross is an official government organization. Why are emergency communications so important to you?
Emergency communications, it allows us to get a common operating picture and to operate in a timely and efficient manner. And you hit the nail on the head. We're not a government organization. However, we've been tasked by Congress to act during times of disaster and times of emergency. So being able to communicate with both our government and with our volunteer base is critical.
You can find out how to get more information about the Portsmouth Radio Club and the American Red Cross on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Eli Allen, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.